to stay. If you believe that if your circumstance is good, are you doing everything that you can to make sure it gets better? Or if your circumstance is bad, are you doing anything to allow it to get better? Or are you wallowing in the fact that it is not where it should be? Wallowing in the fact that it's not where it should be is not going to get you to the place that you deserve to be. So in that same breath, if your life is going fantastic right now, that is amazing. Kudos to you. But make sure that you are also doing what is necessary to sustain that life. Now, being humble. I'm not saying that you got to go out here, you know, and feed, you know, the hungry or build a village in Africa. Shout out to Akon. I'm not saying that you have to do that. What I'm saying is make sure that your ducks are in a row, that you're able to sustain the life that you built for yourself. Why? Because being able to create generational wealth, because you're not the person, the life that you made is not for you, because you will grow and you will pass away. The life that you build is for the future. It will always be for the future. The life that you create, that you're creating right now, is going to be for the future. It's going to be for your offspring. If you choose not to have children, it is still going to be for the future. How are you going to be remembered? What's going to be on your tombstone? Like, what legacy are you going to leave? Here lies XYZ. They were a blank person. Fill that in. What does your epilogue sound like? What does your eulogy sound like? Here lies insert person. They were a insert person. They left a insert legacy. So what does that look like for you guys? In my opinion, yes, we are entitled to live a prosperous life. I believe that and prosperous does not necessarily mean materialistic. I want to make sure that that message is clear. Prosperous does not mean necessarily materialistic. What it does mean is that you are able to live fulfilled. You are able to live free. You are able to live knowing that the one thing that was true about yourself came true. Like, you are able to be happy. And in that same breath, you're able to not just be happy, but be joyful, because joy is something no one can take from you. Happiness comes and goes because it's an emotion. Joy is a feeling. Joy cannot be taken away from you. Like, it's that thing that even in your sadness, you can be joyful. Even in going through the storm, you're able to be joyful, because you know that you're able to get to that you're going to make it to the other side. You're not going to sit there and, you know, stand in the rain. What you're going to do is you're going to keep going through it. Because you know that on the other side of this storm that you're currently going through, that there is going to be something that you're going to be able to smile about, that you're going to be able to be happy about. And you're going to be able to find that, you're going to be able to find that thing that you worked so hard to get to. So yes, we are all entitled to live a prosperous life, whatever that looks like in our definitions. So when I say, you know, the thing that makes you happy, you want to be sure that you are not, that you're being truthful about those things. So when you're telling yourself, you know, how can I put this? Because, you know, sometimes I don't want it to sound like we are, we are being ignorant, or we are being oblivious. There we go. We are being oblivious to the fact that, you know, we are having pain, or we are, you know, this is hard, or, you know, things are not as well as they could be. I don't want us to be oblivious to that. So I don't want us to lie to ourselves on a regular basis. I want us to be truthful in the revelations that we are able to overcome these things. So don't sit here and, you know, say to yourself, you know, this is the best thing in the world. Like, I can't exactly remember the, it's a word that y'all know, I promise I'm smart. I promise I am. There is a word that escapes me right now. But what I'm saying is, don't sit here and say, you know, this is great. You know, I am happy and blah, blah, blah. No, if you are going through something, acknowledge the fact that you're going through something, but don't wallow in the fact that you're going through something. If life is great for you, awesome, fantastic. Understand that when those trials and those tribulations come, when things, you know, even if life is going great for you, let's say you stubbed your toe. Don't allow that stubbed toe to blindside you from the fact that your life is still great. And on the flip side of that, if you stub your toe on a regular basis, don't get blindsided to the fact that eventually you're not going to do it no more. Just, you know what, y'all get what I'm saying? Like, understand that life happens. Life doesn't happen. Don't let life happen to you. Don't just sit there and take what life throws at you. Why? Because that is not what you're here for. You're not just a sedimentary gnome on the ground. You have the ability to change something you don't like. Utilize that ability. Be able to say, you know what? I don't like this. I'm going to change it. And then you're going to be able to move past, you know, anything. Anytime that something comes up for you that doesn't go according to the way that you believe it should go in your life, you're going to have the strength because you have cultivated that strength. You have built that strength, and then you have learned how to properly execute that strength to be able to push that thing that has come to you out of the way. Now, y'all, I know that we, like I said, I know that we sometimes, you know, we get up, we get down, you know, sometimes we're on cloud 9 and sometimes we're on cloud -9, but that's okay. I just want you guys to know that even in all of your happiness, even in all of your sadness, even in all of your, you know, mixed emotions, that you are strong enough to be able to overcome anything. All you have to do is believe that it is you that can do it. And don't underestimate the power of a strong support system, because a strong support system will push you to heights that you never thought were possible alone. It is a lot easier to make your dreams become a reality when you have the right people on your team. All right. So that's going to do it for us today. But I do want to let y'all know one more thing. I want to ask y'all, what is the most interesting place you have ever been to? We're going to leave it with that. Y'all let me know in the comments below. And also, the most interesting place I have ever been to is it's a place in Georgia. What was the name of it? It was Turtle Shell Farms. Why was that place the most interesting place I've ever been to? So y'all remember back in the day when Left Eye, long live Left Eye, she would retreat to the rainforest every now and again. And if you grew up in the 90s, you were always like, why is she going to the rainforest? I don't understand. But the older we get, the more we understand why she was going to the rainforest, because she wanted to get away from people. And so the reason that was the most interesting place I'd ever been to is because it was a cabin in the woods, and it was just so peaceful. Y'all, I wrote about it on my blog, allthingsjazzy.com. Check that out. It's called My Turtle Shell, and it's just full of gorgeous pictures, beautiful foliage. Like, it was so peaceful. And the reason it was interesting is because it allowed me to connect to nature in a way that I never thought I actually wanted to. It let me rest. Like, I was at a place, like, I had never rested or I hadn't rested in a while. There is a difference between sleeping and resting. When you actually rest, you will feel it. And so while I was there, I was actually resting, and it was the best sleep ever. And it let me decompress, disconnect, and recharge so that when I came back to reality, quote unquote, I was able to come back with a vengeance. All right, guys. So yeah, let me know in the comments what is the most interesting place you have ever been to. All right, so that is going to do it for us today on this wonderful Saturday. But before we go, I want y'all to remember this. The Burj Khalifa was built big brick by brick, and so is your greatness. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired. We will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.